Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Michelle Murray, your host, and you are listening to Shell's 3 Cents, where ordinary people face their interests, concerns, fears, and sometimes their curiosities by participating in engaging, witty, and sometimes some pretty doggone funny dialogue. So we start our morning with the Kardashians in the news again. Seems that somebody over on Melrose tried to firebomb their store a few minutes ago. Actually, firefighters are there right now, and it seems that somebody took a dumbbell, wrapped it in a cloth doused with lighter fluid, and tossed it through the window. Thankfully, no one was hurt. The patrons were able to get out of the store. The staff was able to get out unhurt. We don't really have an assessment of the damage, but our prayers are with the employees and the patrons as they deal with this traumatic incident. And again, firefighters are on the scene right now, so you may want to avoid that area over in Melrose if you're there. In yesterday's news, the Grim Sleeper was sentenced to death. Some of you remember Lonnie David Franklin Jr. He's a former sanitation worker who terrorized us over in South LA for years. Well, yesterday he was finally convicted of 10 murders and one attempted murder. And my prayers are with those families as well. Now, if you're headed out to the beach anytime this summer, but especially today, please use caution if you're getting into the water. Law enforcement is telling us that several large sharks have been spotted off the coast of Huntington Beach, as well as several other beaches. And as a result, today there's a 2-mile stretch of Sunset Beach that has been closed. The other beaches are open at this time, but if you're headed to Sunset Beach, please know that there's a 2-mile stretch that is closed. Now, that 500-acre fire over in Calabasas, it's still raging on, and it has forced the evacuation of more than 5,000 people. And at this moment, the fire is only about 40% contained. We've got firefighters on the scene, and that's what they're telling us, only about 40% contained. And as you know, it's been raging since Saturday. Ash from that fire, it's been scattered all the way over to Pasadena as well as down in Hollywood. So, again, those folks are with us. They're in our thoughts and prayers as they cope with all of this. Now, if you haven't had a chance to check out that massive Disney auction, you might want to hurry. Vintage auction items are going fast, and many of these items are from the original Mouseketeer Annette Funicello, as well as Walt himself. So at any rate, go check it out. Even if you don't buy anything, go check it out. Prices are fabulous, and the items are just priceless. It's a walk down memory lane for many of us that remember Saturday mornings and the Mouseketeers. And if you need the address and more information, it is up on the website. Now, remember back in February when I told you that Purple Line Construction was going to shut down Wilshire Boulevard for 22 weekends this summer? Well, guess what? That time for closure is upon us. Weekend closures over on Wilshire in the Miracle Mile area, they're going to start this Friday. This Friday, starting at 8 p.m., and they're going to go for 22 weeks. So find an alternate route. Now, if you live in that area or you work in that area, the street will be accessible to foot traffic. You're just not going to be able to drive in that area. And it's weekends only, starting at 8 p.m. on Fridays until 6 a.m. on Monday mornings. Pretty much all of Wilshire, from downtown all the way out to the beach, is going to be closed off. So if you got to go places like the VA or down in Koreatown, you know, I implore you either take public transportation or be prepared to hike and have a bottle of water with you. Now, the LAPD is going to perform a play about a homeless man at the Hammer Museum this weekend. But this is a different LAPD than what you're probably thinking. This is the Los Angeles Poverty Department. Okay? Each of these performers is either formerly homeless or currently homeless. Now, remember, homelessness is defined as not having a permanent residence. That could mean you're sleeping from house to house. It could mean you're sleeping on the street. It could mean, you know, you're back at your mom's house temporarily. It can mean a whole lot of things. But anyway, as we know in our city, over 50% of our inhabitants are classified as homeless, even though they have jobs, right? Even though they have jobs, everybody doesn't have mental illness or a drug problem, as Hollywood likes to portray. So these folks are actually, what they're trying to do is make good come from a bad situation. And every one of them does have a day job, even though they are considered homeless at the moment. But I encourage you, get over there and support them. And the fee is, believe it or not, they're not even keeping the money from this show. They're donating it back to the LA Mission. And I think that's phenomenal that you have a group of homeless people that are donating the money they do have to other homeless people. You know, and when we spoke to their director, one of her things was they at least have income for food. They have income to ride the bus or whatnot. So this is their way of giving back to the people who are less fortunate. So go check them out over at the Hammer Museum, and show times and prices are up on their website. So that leads us to our guests today. They are from another performance group. We've got the cast and crew of Kendall Murray Presents, and some of you have been listening and following, and you know that that's my son's organization, and he and his friends are just phenomenal. They're doing some really great stuff. They've got a show coming up, so we've brought them here to talk to you today. Ladies and gentlemen, are you there? Thank you for calling in today.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Hi.
Well, tell us, hi there. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. We'll kind of go round robin. Kendall, we'll let you start. They know you founded the organization, but they're curious about you. Who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, for those of you who don't know, my name is Kendall Murray. I'm 15 years old from El Paso, Texas, and I am a performer, entrepreneur.
Then our artistic director for the theater, Paige Hill. Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself. Oh, maybe she's not in the queue. Paige, are you there? Well, you know what? We can't hear Paige. I guess we've got some technical difficulties with
Hello,
Paige.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now can we you can hear, now? Hear you.
Okay,
I was worried for a second.
I had to steal Alice's phone.
Oh!
No,
okay.
I had to steal Alice's phone. I was wondering why. See, okay, I thought this had happened earlier when I heard you guys talking. From the other room. Okay, I'm here now. My name is Paige Hale. I'm 23, and I am an actress, well, performance artist from Texas. And apparently I'm not very good at using the telephone.
Yeah, that's not any of our forte, and we are looking for help, by the way. So if anybody's professional at techie stuff, give us a call.
Yes, please.
And then we have Jocelyn Ortega, who is the theater's choreographer. Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
So, hello, everyone. I am Jocelyn Ortega. I was born in Chihuahua, Chihuahua. I am 18 years old, and I am a dancer. I enjoy going out there and teaching, going out there, and I like to teach people how to dance. I am really proud and excited to be working with them all. They're really great people.
Super. Hey, one of our listeners is messaging. They're saying Chihuahua, Chihuahua. Is that in South America? Where is that?
Oh, it's in Mexico.
Super. Awesome. And then equally important, and we don't ever want to forget the set designer, Miss Alice Hale. Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
All right, well, my name is Alice Hale, and I'm in my 20s, born and raised in El Paso, Texas, and my hobbies are gaming, crafting, and reading.
Let me ask you this. How did you all start performing? Kendall, how did you start?
Well, I started when I was around 5 with the Missoula Children's Theater. They're another performing group, and after that, I was doing some local stuff around my town, and now I'm here today.
What about you, Paige? How did you get started?
Well, in general, I started with ballet when I was 4 years old, and I've pretty much been addicted to it since then, but I started acting specifically when I was in high school, and I have not been able to give it up since.
Oh, super. What about you, Josie? How'd you get started dancing and performing?
Oh, well, I started performing dance recitals my senior year in high school. But I've enjoyed performing because my mother always encouraged me to sing and dance and give speeches ever since I was, like, 6. So I've been doing this since, like, I was really young.
Oh, wow. Do you guys ever get nervous? Just kind of chime in, I guess. Do you guys ever get nervous?
Always.
Never. Stone Cold Reserve, I have, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't let it show. Don't let it show. Yep. Let me ask you all this. Paige, you answer first. When did you realize you wanted to make a career out of performing?
Instantly. I mean, I fiddled with the ideas of being an archaeologist and a librarian when I was really little, but ultimately those ideas came from watching a movie. So when I was in high school and we were being categorized into our futures, my logical step was to become an actress.
That makes sense. What about you, Kendall? When did you realize you wanted to make a career out of performing?
Probably when I was around 9 or 10. I was like, holy cow, people do this for a profession? Sign me up.
What about you, Josie?
Well, like I said, when I was 6 and I had my first performance and I got that first adrenaline rush, and you know that adrenaline rush that you get when everyone's just like staring at you, and I just loved the adrenaline. I loved how it felt, and I was like, I can do this forever, and I don't want to stop.
Absolutely. Now, what about show production, Alice? When did you realize that you liked it, that you wanted to get into it? What was it, one particular thing or a lot of things, or what? How did you get into that?
Can you repeat that?
Show production. What was it that drew you in the show production? When did you know you realize, hey, I really like this. I think I could do this.
I guess it would have started in high school. I was always hanging around Paige here, always at the drama theater. I wasn't actually part of the club or anything, but I was always there. And one day they were just like, hey, can you help us out with this? And ever since then, I was just backstage doing all that stuff. And I like it because I can do it. It's a lot of fun. It's never the same thing twice, you know. There's, like, a lot of things that can go wrong, with a lot of things that can go perfect. It's just fun to be there. You never know what experience you're going to have.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, so in addition to performing, I know you all are going to incorporate community service into a lot of your themes and your shows. Whenever you have a show, there's going to be some community service component, you know, where audience members can come out and hang with you and make the world a better place kind of thing. Where are some of the places you all are volunteering now? Kendall, you take that one.
Right now I'm currently volunteering with Boy Scouts of America and the Rotary Club.
Okay. What kind of, you know, what kind of things do you guys have particular organizations in mind, or you just kind of want to make the world a better place thing? Paige?
Well, for the theater, the volunteer work that we plan on doing will generally be related to the show that we're doing. If we do a show related to homelessness, we will go help homeless organizations, or with children, going to children's organizations, or something related to what we're doing, definitely.
That is amazing. That is just, you know what, that really makes my heart sing to see people, especially your age, but any people, going out and trying to make the world a better place. So, you know, so hats off to all of you all for that. Now, let me ask, because I know that, you know, some of you, you know, are in college, getting ready to start college. Kendall just graduated high school. Josie, not too long ago. Is it tough trying to balance school and performing? Paige, you touch on that one. Yeah.
Definitely.
Kendall, what do you think?
It has been really hard balancing everything out, and I am barely going to be starting school later this month at Full Sail, and today is actually my last day at my current job, and it's going to be hard definitely to leave my job to start working with the theater at full-time and to be going to school, but it is all definitely worth it because I know that it'll work to secure a successful future for myself. So it's what makes all of work and the sleepless nights worth it.
Absolutely. Kendall, what's your take on that? Is it kind of tough balancing school with performing?
Yeah, it's tough, and but it's really all about how you manage your time or what's more important to you. So yes and no.
Well, let me ask you this. You talk about managing your time. Kendall, how do you answer that first, and then I'll hear from Paige and then Josie. Kendall, how do you manage your time? What are some tricks you could share with our listeners to manage your time?
Buy a calendar, a very good calendar, that's one. And you can't buy my mom, she's like the main one. And I have a great team that supports me and stuff. My agent, my publicist, Rock Wordle, they all help me manage my time and kind of help me keep stay on track.
What about you, Paige? What are some things you do? You seem pretty organized and on top of it.
Keeping a calendar and a planner is definitely really, really important. Then also just generally keeping track of time and keeping ahead mm-hmm. about what it is that you need to be doing. And if you have something planned at a certain time, to make sure to tell yourself, I have to be there at this time, and just paying attention to your surroundings and like how far away you are from whatever you do and how long it's going to take you. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've just sort of become the white rabbit when it comes to that. And just, I'm constantly on my mm-hmm. clock, making sure I can be on time.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Josie, you said, tell us a little bit. What are some things you do to manage your time?
Well, definitely a calendar. And I know it's all something that all of them said. And also I keep putting reminders on my phone, alarms. Like, Josie, you got to be here at this time. Come on. And that helps me a lot. So technology helps me.
That's good.
A lot.
Alice, what about you? What are some things you do to manage your time?
So I have my calendar that I carry with me, and then I have the calendar on my phone, and then I have the calendar that's on Google, and then another calendar that I put on my wall. And I make sure to look at every single one of them every single day and keep reminding myself. I put timers, you know. But most of all, it's really motivation is what keeps me, because yeah. if I'm not motivated to go to any of these places, it's not going to happen. So
that's a true story. That's really a true story. If we're not motivated, yeah, no matter how many reminders, it doesn't always work. We're more inclined to hit that snooze button or something. So, you know, managing time contributes a lot to people being successful, but what else do you all think contributes to a person's success? Paige, you take that one first.
Well, I think really the want to do whatever it is that you want to do. I mean, some people will go out there and say, oh, well, I really want to do this, but I don't have the time. Or, oh, I really want to do it, but, oh, I'd have to wake up too early in the morning. And really, it's those kind of things that I feel hinder success, because it means you don't really want it as much as you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes that drive, like Alice was saying, that motivation to do whatever it is that you want to achieve, that without you could not really be successful at all.
Absolutely. Kendall, what do you think? What helps people be successful?
What helps people be successful? To be successful, you got to want it, one. And just stay motivated and have good company, because the company is following you wherever you go.
Absolutely. Josie, Alice, you want to chime in on that?
I do believe that dedication is a strong, strong thing to have in order to be successful. And also, I agree with Paige, and it depends on how much you want the success.
Mm-hmm. Forbes says the same thing, Forbes magazine.
I think that you also need confidence. So if you don't have confidence mm-hmm. in yourself, then, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, and you also have to have, like, willpower to fight for what you want to do, and not let anybody else bring you down.
You know what? I love that, and I love that you guys are fighting for what you want. You're doing this theater thing. You're trying to be professional in every way. I understand. You know, you guys are trying to adhere to union standards and are going to actually apply to be union after a couple years, when you can do the application after about 2 years. So, you know, hats off to you all for that as well. So let me ask you, I hear you've got a show coming up. Paige, you want to talk to us about that show, Tick, Tick, Boom? What's that about?
Well, referring to our official press release that came out yesterday,
The show Tick Tick Boom is an autobiographical piece from Rent creator Jonathan Larson. He originally performed the show as a monologue, but after his untimely death, the creators of Wicked and Avenue Q reworked the show to expand beyond the single voice and create a world of characters around that central protagonist, John. And John is joined by Susan, his girlfriend, and Michael's best friend, and a host of other characters, including Caressa, who is the personification, and a bunch of other people from the New York City backdrop that makes up his day-to-day life. And the show takes place on the eve of his 30th birthday as John faces concerns about aging and his lack of achievement because his best friend Michael has a job in marketing and a steady salary, and his girlfriend is ready to settle down, and it's not really something that he thinks he's ready for. But as happy birthday dawns on him, John relives the recent events that lead to that night and the decision that he's made, and turns the people who have played their part and everybody's view is different, but who is right? And that's really where the plot of the show comes in.
Okay, I see. So let me ask, so what character are you in the show, Paige?
I play John. I play John himself.
Really?
It is, yes, I do. I am going to be playing a male character, I am going to be a male. It's not going to be John as Joanne or anything like that. I will be gender bending for this role, and I am very excited about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to see you. I think you'll be fabulous. Kendall, what about you? What character are you playing?
I play the Michael, the John's basically his best friend, and just we both play choices in life, and that's where my character is, basically. Corporate mirror.
Okay, Josie, what about you? Who are you?
I am Susan, and yeah, I'm really excited about this character. She's a dancer, so I can relate to her, and she's very sweet and independent, which I strive to be like that every day of my life.
So, where is the show? Are you guys doing the show in L.A., or where is the show? Paige,
The show will be taking place in hometown of El Paso, Texas, and it will be our only show here, so if you live in the El Paso area, you do not want to miss it at all.
Okay. And when is this show? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's at the Great American Land and Cattle Co. off of Gateway North, off of Trans Mountain.
Okay.
And the show is going to be on June 25th.
Okay, and that's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, though. How do people get tickets for that?
Well, tickets are available on our Facebook, which is at Kendall Murray Presents on Facebook, or our website, Kendall Murray Presents at Yola Site. KendallMurrayPresents.yolasite.com, or if you go on BrownTickets.com and you type in Kendall Murray Presents Tick Tick Boom, you will find the tickets there. But it's Kendall Murray Presents, not KMP. It has to be the full thing spelled out. Or if you are anywhere in the El Paso area and you find one of us Kendall Murray Presents representatives, you can buy in-person tickets that we have in hand.
Oh, super. Okay, super. Now, and let me ask, because somebody's going to ask this question, they didn't yet, but do you have student discounts or military discounts or anything like that?
We do. We have military discounts, and we have couples tickets. And if you go to the link on Brown Paper Tickets, it will have all of the pricing information and the discount tickets available there.
Okay, super. And I'm probably going to restate the obvious here, but you said it's a Great American Land and Cattle Company. That sounds like a steakhouse. So is this like a dinner theater performance?
It is, yes. And it is absolutely a steakhouse. And anyone
has ever eaten there will absolutely be able to tell you it is one of the most delicious steakhouses in the city.
Super. Okay, so let me ask. So is dinner included in the price of the ticket, or do we need to buy two different tickets? How does this work? I'm excited. I can't wait to come there and eat this wonderful food and watch this show. So how does that work?
Well, the tickets do include dinner, which is a choice between steak, chicken, or salmon. And
okay.
It includes a drink and a dessert.
Sure. Okay.
Along with the show, that is all included in the standard ticket price.
All right. So you heard that, ladies and gentlemen that are listening in. Get to brownpapertickets.com or go to their Facebook or go to their website. This is like a really intriguing show that we don't want to miss. So let me ask you on this. I'm going to start with let's start with Josie. What's next? What other projects are you working on, or you know, are you working on anything right now?
Yes. Well, me personally, I am planning on having dance classes, dance lessons, and workshops and things like that. Then I'm hoping that we can all work together so we can teach people how to dance, how to perform, how to do all of those things.
Okay. All right. What about you, Kendall?
Right now, I'm working on a few things, but I don't have the permission to discuss right now. But you can check out my Facebook for the Martial Arts Kid. I appear in that, so you can check out my Facebook to order your movie. It's available on Amazon and other online places. And that's about it.
What about you, Paige? I suspect you might have some things going on, too.
Well, yes, this summer sometime I will be launching my YouTube channel, House of Hale, and of course you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Hazel Hale, to keep up with all of our upcoming shows and anything else that I'm going to be doing in the future.
All right, super, super. And Alice, what about you? Do you have any other endeavors going on this summer you want to tell them, the listeners, about?
Well, right now, since I just graduated with my associates in arts, I'm taking a break to save up so I can move to Florida and keep going to school. So as far as during the summer, I'm probably just going to be working on art projects that just pop into my head.
Super, super. All right, I'm looking at the clock, and unfortunately, we are out of time. But you know what? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming on the show today. Just, it was wonderful to talk to you. And to my listeners, if you want to find out more, find them on Facebook, Kendall Murray Presents. They each have their own personal pages, Paige Hale, P-A-I-G-E-H-A-L-E. We've got Jocelyn Ortega. We've got Alice Evelyn Hill. We've got Kendall Murray. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Twitter. Keep up with them. They've got some exciting stuff coming up. And their 2016-2017 show season, they're going to be all over the country. So look for them in your hometown. And, again, this has been Michelle Murray, and you've been listening to Shell's 3 Cents.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say I love you one more time. When he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Little voice came on the phone. He said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayer. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone, said I really miss
I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the lights and close your eyes. I'm on. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground.
It's raining down on you. courtesy of the red, white.